You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so mad? I'm going to wrap my feet in barbed wire and take river dance lessons. You know what a hurricane, a tornado, and a wife have in common? Someday, one of them's going to get the dang house. And in this crazy year, more than likely, it's going to be a hurricane. Already this year, we done gone through so many tropical storms and hurricanes, they done run out of names. Doug Meeker, my buddy, he said, when that happens, they start naming them after people from the Brady Bunch. And every time one of them big storm heads for the U.S., people pack up all their stuff, cover their houses in plywood, like that's going to help any, and then everybody gets the hell out of Dodge, everybody except one guy. We was flipping through the TV the other day and wound up on one of them weather channels where they was doing live breaking coverage of Hurricane Marcia or Greg. I ain't sure which. And right in the middle of this big hurricane was Jim Catastrophe. And I mean standing right outside in 2,000-mile-an-hour winds, blowing him around out in the middle of what used to be a town, is the master of disaster himself. And somehow or another, his hat stayed on his head. Just like he's got it bolted down to his skull. Hell, I got to admire that. I got to hang on to my red man cap whenever I crank a forklift to second gear at the factory. But it's really amazing how he shows up at every big storm ready to go on TV and do his report. Of course, that got us to thinking a little bit at the Duck Inn. Where do you reckon he goes on vacation? You got to figure he gets a few days off between acts of God just to relax and unwind, maybe take a trip somewhere. Now, suppose you see him at an airport or your bus station. You turn to your buddies and you go, hey, there's Jim Catastrophe. Then you realize only time you ever see this guy is when some poor, unsuspecting town's going to get the bejesus blowed out of it by the storm of the century. Could be sunny and 75, not a cloud in the sky. You could be hundreds of miles from any ocean. And just because he's there, you'd have to be running to the Home Depot to pick up a load of plywood to cover the house. Like, that'd help any. Wake up, America! You know what I think be worse than seeing Jim Catastrophe in your town? Seeing Jim Catastrophe on board the cruise you're taking. With his cameraman, Earl Pitts American. Pitzel.
Do you think all vitamins?